Thousands of volunteers are placing flowers, seeds, and other vegetation over each square centimeter of every parade float.
A lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. You get a job given to you, and you do it, and then we move on to the next.
Virginia Brownworth came all the way from Minnesota to help out.
We work with seeds, we work with flowers, we work with glue, we work with pins, just a variety of materials.
For Meg Farrell, the parade provides a chance to tell the story of her mother and of 1,000 other volunteers of the women Air Force service pilots during World War II. They transported aircraft from base to base to free male pilots for combat.
And we feel that putting a float in the Rose Parade is one way to get the message out that these women, you know, served our country and helped with successfully conclude the war.
Others are also using the Rose Parade to make a statement. Aubrey Lutz and Danny LeClaire are a gay couple. They will celebrate their marriage on a float shaped like a wedding cake, an entry sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
This is the first same-sex marriage on top of a float in a Rose Bowl parade.
In front of millions of people around the world,
yeah.
So it's exciting.
Other groups are promoting animal welfare, and one is highlighting the role of police dogs. The Dole Food Company is promoting its brand with a tropical theme. Dole executive Dave Spare says for 3 years in a row, the company had award-winning floats.
The biggest prize in the parade is called the Sweepstakes Award. It's for the most beautiful entry, and we won it the last 3 years, and God willing, we'll win it again.
But in the hours before the parade, there is more decorating to do. Wednesday, hundreds of thousands of people will line the parade route, and millions more will watch it on TV. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Pasadena, California.